let us discuss something about organ and organ system and earthworm today in the module 2 of this chapter, Structural Organization in Animals. Children, basic tissues like epithelial, connective, muscle and neural tissues organize to form organs, which in turn associate to form organ system in the multicellular organisms. Such an organization is essential for more efficient and better coordinated activities of millions of cells constituting an organism. Each organ in our body is made up of one or more types of tissues. Example, our heart consists of all the four types of tissues, that is epithelial, connective, muscular and nervous tissue. Complexity in our organ and organ system shows certain discernible trend. This discernible trend is called evolutionary trend. Let us learn more about morphology and anatomy of three organisms: earthworm, cockroach and frog, representing invertebrates and vertebrates at different evolutionary levels to show their organization and functions. Morphology refers to study of forms or externally visible features. In the case of plants or microbes, the term morphology precisely means only this. In case of animals, this refers to the external appearance of the organs or parts of the body. Anatomy is used for the study of morphology of internal organs in the animals. Now, when we talk about earthworm, earthworm is a reddish brown terrestrial invertebrate and member of phylum Annelida. If you go into details of its classification, just I refer here: class Oligochaeta, order Opisthospora, family Megascolidae, genus Peretima. It inhabits in the upper layer of the moist soil during daytime. It lives in burrows made by boring and swallowing the soil. In the gardens, it can be traced by its fecal deposits known as worm castings. The common Indian earthworms are Peretima and Lubricus. When we talk about its morphology, let us go ahead with body. Earthworms have long cylindrical body, which is divided into more than 100 short segments, which are similar like metamers, about 100 to 120 in number. The dorsal surface of the body is marked by a dark median mid-dorsal line, that is dorsal blood vessel, along the longitudinal axis of the body. The ventral surface is distinguished by the presence of genital openings or pores. Anterior end consists of the mouth and the prostomium, a lobe which serves as covering for the mouth and as a wedge to force open cracks in the soil into which the earthworm may crawl. Prostomium is sensory in function. The first body segment is called peristomium, buccal segment, which contains the mouth. In a mature worm, segments 14 to 16 are covered by a prominent dark band of glandular tissue called clitellum. Thus, the body is divisible into three prominent regions, that is preclitellar, clitellar and postclitellar segments. Four pairs of spermatheca apertures are situated on the ventrolateral sides of the intersegmental grooves, that is from 5th to 9th segments. A single female genital pore is present in the midventral line of 14th segment. A pair of male genital pore is present on the ventrolateral sides of the 18th segment. Numerous minute pores called nephridiopores open on the surface of the body in each body segment except the first, last and clitellum. There are rows of S-shaped setae embedded in the epidermal pits in the middle of each segment. Setae can be extended or retracted. The principal role of this is locomotion. When we talk about anatomy, the body wall of the earthworm is covered externally by a thin non-cellular cuticle, below which the epidermis, two muscle layers, circular as well as longitudinal, and an innermost coelomic epithelium found. The epidermis is made up of a single layer of columnar epithelial cells that contains secretory gland cells. The elementary canal is a straight tube and runs between the first to last segment of the body. A terminal mouth opens into the buccal cavity, that is from first segment to third segment, which leads into muscular pharynx. A small narrow tube, esophagus, from fifth to seventh segments, continues to a muscular gizzard, that is from eighth to ninth segments. It helps in grinding the soil particles and decaying leaves, etc. The stomach extends from segments number 9th to 14th. The food of the earthworm is decaying leaves and organic matter mixed with soil. Calciferous glands present in the stomach neutralize the humic acid present in the humus. Intestine starts from 15th segment onwards and continues till the last segment. A pair of short and conical intestinal cicae project from the intestine on 26th segment. The characteristic feature of the intestine between 26th to 35th segment is the presence of internal median fold of dorsal wall called as typhlosole, which is very important as to increase the effective area of absorption in the intestine. The elementary canal opens to the exterior by a small rounded aperture called anus. The ingested organic soil passes through the digestive tract, where digestive enzymes break down complex food into smaller absorbable units. These simpler molecules are absorbed through intestinal membranes and are utilized. Ferritema exhibits a closed type of blood vascular system consisting of blood vessels, capillaries, and heart. Due to closed circulatory system, blood is confined to the heart and blood vessels. Contractions keep blood circulating in one direction. Smaller blood vessels supply the gut, nerve cord, and the body wall. Blood glands are present on the 4th, 5th, and 6th segments. They produce blood cells and hemoglobin, which is dissolved in blood plasma. Blood cells are phagocytic in nature. Earthworms lack specialized breathing devices. Respiratory exchange occurs through moist surface, that is skin, into their bloodstream. The excretory organs occur as segmentally arranged coiled tubules called nephridia. Singularly, we call nephridium. They are of three types. Number one, septal nephridia. Number two, integumentary nephridia. And number three, pharyngeal nephridia. Septal nephridia present on both the sides of intersegmental septa of segment 15 to the last that open into intestine. Integumentary nephridia attached to lining of the body wall of segment 3 to the last that open on the body surface, and pharyngeal nephridia present as three paired tufts in the 4th, 5th and 6th segments. These different types of nephridia are basically similar in structure. Nephridia regulate the volume of and consumption of the body fluids. A nephridium starts out as the funnel that collects excess fluid from ciliumic chamber. The funnel connects with a tubular part of the nephridium, which delivers the wastes through a pore to the surface in the body wall into the digestive tube. Nervous system is basically represented by ganglia, arranged segment-wise on the ventral paired nerve cord. The nerve cord in the anterior region, that is from third and fourth segments, bifurcates laterally, encircling the pharynx, and joins the cerebral ganglia dorsally to form a nerve ring. The cerebral ganglia, along with other nerves in the ring, integrate sensory input as well as command muscular responses of the body. Sensory system does not have eyes, but does possess light and touch sensitive organs, that is receptor cells, to distinguish the light intensities and to feel the vibrations in the ground. Worms have specialized chemoreceptors, that is taste receptors, which react to chemical stimuli. These sense organs are located on the anterior part of the worm. Earthworm is hermaphrodite, that is bisexual. As testis and ovary are present in the same individual. There are two pairs of testes present in the 10th and 11th segment. Their vas deferentia run up to the 18th segment, where they join the prostatic duct. Two pairs of accessory glands are present, one pair each in the 17th and 19th segments. The common prostates and spermatic duct, that is vasa deferentia, opens to the exterior by a pair of male genital pores on the ventrolateral side of the 18th segment. Four pairs of spermatheca are located in 6th to 9th segments, one pair in each segment. They receive and store spermatozoa during copulation. One pair of ovaries is attached at the intersegmental septum of the 12th and 13th segments. Ovarian funnel are present beneath the ovaries, which continue into oviduct, joined together and open on the ventral side as a single median female genital pore on the 14th segment. A mutual exchange of sperms occur between two worms during mating or copulation. One worm has to find another worm and they mate juxtaposing or lie side by side opposite gonadal openings, exchanging packets of sperms called spermatophores. Mature sperm and egg cells and nutritive fluid are deposited in cocoons produced by the gland cells of the clitellum. Fertilization and development occur within the cocoons, which are deposited in soil. The ova or eggs are fertilized by the sperm cells within the cocoon, which then slips off the worm and is deposited in and on the soil. The cocoon holds the worm embryos after about 3 weeks. Each cocoon produces 2 to 20 baby worms with the average of 4. Earthworms' development is direct, that is, there is no as such larva formed. Now, if we go segment wise, there are 1 to 4 segments known for mouth or buccal cavity and prostomium, segment 4th to 6th blood glands, segment 5th to 7th esophagus, segment 5th to 9th spermatical aperture, segment 8th to 9th gizzard, segment 9th to 10th testes, segment 9th to 14th stomach, segment 14th female genital pore, segment 15th onwards intestine continues till last segment, segment 14th to 16th clitellum, segment 18 male genital pore, segment 26 intestinal CK, and segment 26 to 35 tiflosol. Earthworms are known as friends of farmers because they make burrows in the soil and make it porous, which helps in respiration and penetration of the developing plant roots. The process of increasing fertility of soil by the earthworm is called as vermicomposting. It is rich in nitrates and minerals like phosphorus, magnesium, calcium and potassium. Various species of earthworm are used in this, like Yersinia foetida, Yersinia andrei, Dendrobina veneta, Dendrobina hortensensis, Eudrilus eugenii, etc. They are also used as bait in gaming fishing. Thank you so much. Have a nice time.